Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah El Gimel, and Yirtzeh Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Once again, intense Pesach preparations are preventing me from producing a video shiur, so my apologies, but we will have to make do with an audio shiur. Our learning should be a schus for Achinu Kobeis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batsaru Bashivya, Haim Din Bein Bayom Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachim Aleihem, Vyitziem Yitzaru Lirvacha, Meafela Laira, Umishibud Lugula, Hashta Bagalov Isman Kariv, and Amar Amen. Our learning should be a schus Rifu Shalema for Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzhak Ben Tzion, Ben Dusha, Rafal Yisrael Menachem, Ben Ita Genendel. They should have a refuah shleima b'sai shar chel Yisrael. Our learning should be a schus for Yonasan ben Michal and Yoel ben Michal. The Rabbeinu Shalom should watch over them, together with all of our other brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way b'chol mokayim shehem. So we pick up today on the very top of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Simen Shin Ches Sif Mem Aleph. So we learned yesterday a halacha. We learned previously in Sif Lamites that behemos, chayos, and oifos, animals, balei chayim, are mukta. And the Mishnah Berurah told us that they are mukta machmas gufay. The reason they're mukta machmas gufay, said the Chavetz Chaim, is the haloi chazu. They have no use. They're not kalim. They're not food. You can't do anything with an animal on Shabbos. So an animal is something which is muksa machmas gufay. That's what we learned in Sif Lamed Tes. In Sif Mem, we learned, sometimes you have a problem with an animal where it's necessary to assist an animal in going someplace where you need it to be. Maybe you need the animal to get into its shelter. Maybe you need to guide the animal to bring it to its food so that it should eat properly. So the Mechaber told us a heter. The Mechaber said a kula, that what you're allowed to do is, you're allowed to be, in the words of the Mechaber, medadim oisam. You're allowed to help them along. You're going to use your hands, and you're going to take hold of the animal, and you're going to kind of guide and lead the animal to go where you want it to go. The Mishnah Berurah said you take it by the back of the, or was it the Mechaber? No, it was the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, "Dehainu she'oiches b'tzavaron, you hold on to the neck, ubat stadim, or you hold on to the sides of the animals, umaylichon, and you kind of guide them along to go where you need them to go." Now, the reason this is mutter is, even though generally speaking, when something is mukta and it's aser betiltal, you're not only are you not allowed to be metaltal kuloi, you're not even allowed to be metaltal miktsasai. You're not even allowed to move a little bit of it. And this is called tiltal miktsasai. This is called not moving the entire animal, but moving part of an animal. And the way I explained it yesterday was that when you're doing this midadim oisam, you're making sure that at no time do all of the animal's feet break contact with the ground. If the animal were to lift up all of its feet off the ground, now you're being metaltal kuloi. Now you're moving the entire animal. But as long as part of the animal is still in contact with the ground, so if the animal has 2 feet on the ground and it lifted up 2 feet and you're helping it walk along, you at no time are you being metaltal kuloi. At no time are you moving the entire animal. So the Mechaber said, even though normally this would be aser, but because of tzar bali chayim, the Mechaber said, it is mutter to do this with an animal. Now, the Mechaber told us you're allowed to do this b'chotzer, but you're not allowed to do this in Rishus Harabim. And the reason you're not allowed to do this in Rishus Harabim, said the Mishnah Berurah, is because of Gzera. The Gazrin and Shema Yagbiyim V'Yavirim Arba Amos V'Yizchayv Chatos. We're not going to allow you to do this in Rishus Harabim, because to do it in Rishus Harabim, we have to make a Gzera because of Haitzah. When you're doing it in a Chotzer, so you have a courtyard that has mechitzas, it's a Rishos HaYochid. You have a proper Ruvei Chatzeros, so there's no issue of Haitzah. The only issue that we're dealing with is Tiltal Muktzah. But were we to allow you to do this in Rishus HaRabim, now we're coming up against the Isser of Haitzah, of carrying. And we're afraid that if we're going to allow you to do this, you might come to actually pick up the animal in its entirety. And that would be an Isser Daraisa if you're in a bona fide Rishus HaRabim. If you pick up the entire animal and you transport it to Al-Namas, that would be an Isser Daraisa. And therefore, that you are not allowed to do. Against that backdrop, we turn to Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and we see Sif Mem Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Ha'isha Medada Es Bina. A woman is allowed to do this Medada. She's allowed to lead her child along walking, Afilu B'Rishos HaRabim, even in Rishos HaRabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Kuf Nun Gimel, Afilu B'Rishos HaRabim. So the woman is allowed to help her child to walk along. So you're going to hold the child by its arms, by its hands, and the child is going to pick up one foot and place it in front of the other foot, but you're helping support the child, and you're going to walk the child along. You're allowed to do this, and you're allowed to do it even in Rishos HaRabim. Says to Mishnah Berurah, Katan Kufdun Gimel, why are you allowed to do this in Rishos HaRabim? We said that by animals, you're only allowed to do it in a chatzer. In Rishos HaRabim, you're not allowed to do it. Gzeira Mishom Haitzah, Gzeira Shema Yagbiim. How come by the child, you're allowed to do it even in Rishos HaRabim? Explains to Mishnah Berurah that there's a major difference between an animal and a child. Because by the child, Taha Afilu Takbienu, even were the mother to actually pick up the child and transport the child for Amos, Petura, this would be Pater Aval Oser. This would be only an Issa Darabonon, not an Issa Daraisa. Why? Dechai Noise Es Atzmai. Because by living human beings, we have a rule, Chai Noise Es Atzmai. A living being carries itself, so to speak. When you carry a living being under such circumstances, we don't look at it that you're carrying the living being. We say that a living being is noisei es atzmai. There are various reasons that are given for this. One reason that's brought down is somehow, you know, we always refer to dead weight and live weight. Somehow the live person does not weigh as much as a person who is no longer alive. There's another explanation given for Chai Noisei Es Atzmai. This is something that Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha writes in Yigris Moshe, that Chai Noisei Es Atzmai is because a living being has the full capability to transport himself. When you pick up a box and you transport it to Al-Namas, you are transporting something that cannot transport itself. And therefore, your act of transportation is an act of transportation that could bring you to a Chiyuv Daraisa. But when it comes to a living being, the living being can transport itself, himself. And therefore, your act of transport would not be a Chiyuv Daraisa. But in any case, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, again going back to our halacha, the mother could help the child walk along, even in Rishos HaRabim, and we're not going to make a gzeira shema yagbiim. We're not going to make a gzeira. We're not going to say that she can't do this in Rishos HaRabim because we're afraid she'll come to pick up the child and carry the child to Al-Namas, because that would only be Nisa Darabanon. V'lespoze el Yisra Darabanon. Ve'vi gzeira l'gzeira. Were we to answer this, what we would be doing is we would be making a double gezeira. What we would be saying is we're not going to allow a woman to help her child walk along in Rishos HaRabim. Why? As a gezeira, as a protection. So it would be an issa derabanan because we're afraid if we allow her to do it, she might come to actually carry the child. But even actually carrying the child is only an issa derabanan. And we don't make double derabanans. Continues the Mishnah Berurah here, and he says an interesting thing. While we do have this rule of chai noise es atzmai, the rule of chai noise es atzmai is limited. It has exclusions. If somebody were to carry a person who was bound up, a person who was tied up, who cannot move on his own, or if a person was to carry an ill individual who cannot move on his own, im noise kafos aichayle chayiv. That would be an issa daraisa, the bazel loy shaykh shenoise es atzmai, because by such people we don't apply the rule of chai noise es atzmai. It's an interesting halacha, and this goes back into to the discussion of what exactly the background of Chai Noisei Esatzmai is and why it is that these people would be excluded from the rule of Chai Noisei Esatzmai. But in any case, the Chavetz Chaim says they are excluded. Having said that, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hanoisei Meis, somebody who carries a corpse, a dead person. Now, if we just said that if somebody carries a tied up individual or an ill individual, that would be a chiyuv daraisa of haitzah because we don't say chai noisei esatzmai. You would think if somebody carries a mace, you would think that then also there's no chai noisei esatzmai and it should be an issa daraisa. Yet the Mishnah Berurah says no. Somebody who carries a mace is not an issa daraisa. You know why? Have a malacha she'ein tzarach legufa. Because that is what's called a malacha she'ein tzarach legufa. Yes, you're performing the malacha of haitzah. You are carrying, because we can't say chai noisei esatzmai, but you're not doing the carrying for what is normally the purpose of the malacha. The typical purpose of the malacha of haitzah is to transport something from point A to point B because you want to bring it to point B. That's the purpose. That's usually the purpose of haitzah. I want to move something from point A to point B because I need it in point B. That's not, generally speaking, what you do by a mace. Usually when you're transporting a mace out of one area, it's because you don't want the mace to be over there. It's not because you want the mace to be at point B. It's because you do not want the mace in point A. So, for example, if somebody is nifter in a home and you need to get the mace out of the home, right, so that the people in the home, it's on Shabbos, somebody was nifter in a home, and you want to be able to transport the mace out of the home for the benefit of the people living in the home. In that case, if you carry the mace, you're not doing it for the point of haitzah, to transport the mace to a new location because you want it in that new location. You're doing it to get it out of the location where it is. That's not usually the purpose. That's not the point of haitzah. Therefore, it's a malacha she'en ezricha legufa. An example of this is very often when you put out a fire. We had a Mishnah Berurah earlier who told us the only time putting out a fire, the malacha of kivui, is considered a malacha shetzarach legufa, is when you have a burning piece of wood and you put out the fire because you want to create a coal. That's a malacha shetzricha legufa. But putting out a fire because you don't want it to burn something up, that's not a malacha shetzricha legufa. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaber, says the Mechaber. So the Mechaber said that the woman is allowed to help her child walk along, even in Rosh Hashanah. Now the last word on the top line, Ubavad Shaloi Tigrerehu, with the caveat that she cannot drag the child. So she can't hold the child by the arms and pull the child along and have the child's feet dragging along on the ground. That you cannot do. Ella rather, Yehei Magbia Raglayachas. What you can do is you have to shift the child's weight from one leg to another so that one leg gets lifted off the ground, V'yaniach hashnia ala aretz, while the second leg is still in contact with the ground, V'yishayin aleha, and the child rests most of his weight on that second leg, Ad sheyachsa v'yaniach raglo yishigbiya, until you put the other leg back onto the ground. Shenimtza la'olam hu nishan al raglo ha'achas. In this way, the child will always be in contact with the ground with one foot. Ariz Kotnikov Nun Dalit says, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber said, you could help the child walk along, but you cannot drag the child on the ground. Why? What would be wrong if you were dragging the child on the ground? As a matter of fact, you might be tempted to say that dragging the child on the ground is even better because when you're pulling the child along and he's dragging his feet on the ground, both feet are in contact with the ground. Yet the Mechaber says, no, you can't do that. You can't drag the child along, says the Mishnah Berurah, mipnei shenoisei, because when you pull the child in such a manner that you are completely supporting the weight of the child and the feet are just schlepping on the ground, that is akin to actually carrying the child. Kain kasav Rashi, that's the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Ches Amid Aleph. Mashma, the implication of Rashi is to Sfirale that he holds to heavy Kamoish Anoisai, that dragging the child is mamish like carrying him. Vimkein, and if that's true, then I feel a Bekarmelus Osir, that it would be Osir to drag the child along even in a Rishus Rabbanim. Vieshe Mekilun Bazeh, but there are those that are Mekel. Avalisa Isai Al Ksefai, but to carry a child actually on your shoulders. Gam Bekarmelus Osir Lekuli Alma, that would be Osir even in a Carmelus. Now that's interesting, because we have seen in previous places where when there's a type of hitzah that is only in Issa D'Rabbanan, in Rishus HaRabim, it's mutter in a Carmelus. Not so over here. Remember, carrying a child, the Mishnah Berurah told us, is always in Issa D'Rabbanan, even in Rishus HaRabim, because of the rule of Chai Noisei Esatzmai. So really, carrying a child in Rishus HaRabim is only in Issa D'Rabbanan. So, if that's in Issa D'Rabbanan, then there would be room to say that carrying a child in a Carmelus should be mutter. Right? If it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan and Rishus HaRabim, usually it's mutter in a Carmelus. But over here, we do not apply that rule. There's a very lengthy Bi'ur Halacha over here, Dibra Maschil, Shaloi Tigrareyu, that goes into this topic and explains what the difference is. Continues the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh mehamayin shenef chalun bazer, there are those of the Tzibur that goof up on this halacha. They're nichshal in this halacha, and they think that it's mutter to carry a child on their shoulders in a Carmelus. Shenoisim ketanim al kispeim. They carry kids on their shoulders. V'teusanhu, and their mistake is v'pnei sha'katan yelech yachal elech ba'atzmai. They think that so long as a child is really able to walk on his own, to carry him is mutter. Ushkagahi, and this is a mistake. D'isidrabanan yesh b'chaloifin afilu b'karmelus, because there's an isidrabanan to carry a child even in a Carmelus. Yet the Mishnah Berurah says you should refrain from pointing out this error to somebody who you see doing it, because if a person is carrying his child outside and you tell him that he can't, he very well may not listen to you, because what do you mean? I'm 20 minutes away from home. What am I supposed to do? How about a baby who is so young and so immature that they cannot walk by themselves at all? Most paiskim say that a baby, a child who cannot walk on his own, is actually a chiv daraisa to carry such a baby in Rishus HaRabim. And we're not going to say chai noisei esatzmai, because this chai, this baby, cannot support its own weight. Vayidei ein Yehudi shari. However, to ask an ein Yehudi to do it would be mutter. Now, I have to caution you over here. When he says to ask an ein Yehudi to do it would be mutter, it seems that he means only in a case where there's a tzarech gadol. What's the background of this heter? The background of this heter is, once he's telling you that that carrying, it would be a l'didan de'en matzi etzlein Rishus HaRabim. By us, where our streets are not bona fide Rishus HaRabims, it would be mutter to ask an ein Yehudi to carry the child, because even a child who cannot walk on his own at all is only an Issa D'Rabbanan by us, because our streets are only Rishus D'Rabbanan. They're not bona fide Rishus HaRabims. So that's one D'Rabbanan, and then Amir La'akim is another D'Rabbanan, so it's just Shvus D'Shvus. But this would only be mutter in a case where there's a tzarech gadol. So let's say you had to transport the child to a doctor or something. So then you could ask the Ein Yehudi to carry the child if it's not a bona fide Rishus HaRabim, because it's a shvus de shvus b'makom chayli. It's a double drabanan in the case of an ill person. Or if there's some other tzarech gadol, it would be mutter because it's a shvus de shvus. The Mishnah Berurah does not mean that this is a flat-out heter. We're not mater amir la'akam on a drabanan. We're only mater amir la'akam drabanan b'makom tzarech. Hamoitzi tinoik. If somebody carries out a child, v'kis toli b'tzavari. So somebody's carrying a child, and the child has a purse or a pouch that's hanging on a string on his neck. Chayev. That would be an issa daraisa. Afsha tinoik yochal elech ba'atzmai de'ein ba'yisur daraisa d'chay noisei esatzmai. This would be true even if we're talking about a child that can walk on his own. So carrying the child would only be an issa d'rabbanan because chai noisei esatzmai. But if you carry the child with a kiss, with a purse or a pouch tied around his neck, that would be an issa daraisa. Why? Mikamakim chayiv mishum kiss. Because you would be chayiv for issa daraisa for transporting the kiss in Rishus HaRabim. Forget the child. The child is an issa darabanan because chay noisei es atzmai. But the pouch that's around the neck of the child, by carrying the child, you're also carrying the pouch. That would be an issa daraisa. Why? The kiss ain't a bottle like abe. Because you cannot say that the kiss is bottled to the child. Shu ain't tzarichlai. It's not a pouch that's there for the purpose of the child. What you're doing is, you have two items that you want to transport in Rishus HaRabim. You want to transport your child, but you also have something that you want to carry. So you put it in a pouch and you tie it around the neck of the child. Well, in that case, you're carrying the pouch, and that would be an issa daraisa. But if somebody would carry an adult who can walk on his own, and the adult is wearing clothing, potter. We're not going to say that it's an issa d'rabbanan to carry the adult because chay noisei es atzmai, but it's an issa d'oraisa to carry his clothing. Why? The begad of tefelim loy. Because in that case, the adult's clothing are bottled to the person. V'olav en chayiv duhu noisei es atzmai, v'les payel yisura d'rabbanan. Okay, we will go along to Sif Bembe's three lines down near the end of the line. Says the Mechaber, Davar Shehu Muktza, this is halacha that we had previously, something that's Muktza, Mutter Ligaboy, you're allowed to touch Muktza. You're not allowed to move Muktza, but you're allowed to touch Muktza. Ubavad Shaloyim and Anea, Afilu Miktzasai. However, you have to be careful not to move even part of the Muktza item out of its place. Kfar Nispar, Sif Gimel, we already learned this earlier in Sif Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Kuf Nun Hei, Motoligabai, Ein La'el, B'Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, where this was discussed in greater detail. Moving along to Sif Mem Gimel. Mutter L'taltal Muktza Al Yedei Nificha. You're allowed to blow Muktza. Ukvar Nisbar Reish Simen Zeh. We discussed this as well in the beginning of this simon. Sif Mem Dalud. Kli Shenisrayaya. If you have a keli that became weak, it's a keli that is very much ready to break apart. It's not a stable keli. La Yitlu Mimenu Cheres. You cannot break off a shard of earthenware off the keli. To use it as a cover for something, or use it to support something. So what's happening over here is you have an earthenware keli, but it's an earthenware keli that's in very bad shape. It's not even really a usable keli. It's a keli that's just ready to break apart. But what you want to do is you want to break off a piece of it, and you want to use it to cover something up. Says the Mechaber, you're not allowed to do this. Now, why aren't you allowed to do it? Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah's Katan Kuf Nun Vav Lo Yitlu Mimenu. Ritzani Leimar, what this means is Lo Yitloish Mimenu. You cannot break a shard of earthenware off of this Klicheris. Why? Now, it's not going to be because you're destroying the keli. Because the keli is not really much of a keli anymore. This is a Klish and Israyeya. It's a keli that's ready to break. So it's not really a keli. The problem is that by breaking off the piece that you want to break off, you want a cover for a jar. You have a jar and you need to put something on top of it to cover it up. Remember, back in the day, they didn't have saran wrap. So you want to break off a shard of earthenware and use it as a cover. Well, in that case, you know what you're doing? You're making a keli. By breaking off that shard of earthenware to use it as a cover, what you're doing is tikkun mone. You're creating a keli. You're creating a cover. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. It's not allowed to be menu. You're not allowed to break off a piece of earthenware. Because by breaking off that piece and creating a cover, you are doing tikkun mone. You're creating a keli. Like we're going to see later on in Shin Mem. Anytime you prepare something on Shabbos for a specific use, yesh by mishum tikkun keli, that's a problem of tikkun kli. V'adinim kvar nafal acheres, the same halacha would be true. If this piece of cheres already fell off of the keli, right? So now there would be no problem in just picking it up and using it as a cover. But you want to do more than that. V'hu misaknoi. You have a piece of cheres that fell off of the keli. V'hu misaknoi. But now you want to fix up this shard that you want to use as a cover. What do you want to do? Lahasir bli toisav, v'uktsav. You want to break off the sharp edges. You want to break off little pieces that are sticking out so maybe it doesn't lay flat. Kadesha yucha lachasis bli, so that you could use it as a cover. U'kahai gavno, or any such repairs to the piece. To aser, this would be aser. V'hu b'chla makeh b'patish. This would be a form of tikkun mane, which is part of the malach of makeh b'patish, doing the final step to fashion a keli. Kamosha Kasav Rashi. So what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, the Mechaber told us that you have this keli that's ready to fall apart. You're not allowed to break off a piece and use it as a cover, because by doing so, you're fashioning a keli, you're fashioning a cover. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's also true, let's say the piece of earthenware that you want to use already fell off the keli. So you're not going to break it off the keli, but you don't want to simply pick it up and use it. No, you want to break off rough edges, you want to make it the right size, you want to make it smooth. Anything that you do to it would now be makeh b'patush tikkud maneh, and it would be aser. Avalika chacheres shenishbar me'akli, but to just pick up a piece that broke off of a keli, ulechases by maneh b'lishum tikkun, and to use it as a cover, as is, without doing anything to it, v'adai shari kemavur le'el sevav, that would be mutter, like we saw earlier in this simon in Sif Vav. Sif Memhei, says the Mechaber. Very interesting. Aser lischaik b'Shabbos v'yomtiv b'kadur. You're not allowed to play with a ball on Shabbos or on yomtiv. Okay, let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah's Katan Kuf Nun Zayin b'kadur. You're not allowed to play with a ball. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'ena mishal niyar, whether this ball is fashioned out of some kind of paper, or yishal eitz, or it's a ball that's formed out of wood. You're not allowed to use it. Why? Muktzah. Why is it muktza? She'ein shame keli alav. Because this is not considered a keli, machmas sheroi lischoik boy. The fact that this is something that could be used to play catch does not make it a keli. This is something that's considered muktza machmas gufai. And according to this opinion of the Mechaber, it would be usher to use this ball, even like we said earlier, like misasek, just because you want to be playing around with something in your hand, so you want to toss it up and down. Even that would be usher, because that's not called tiltal for a tzorich. So, okay, what's the Mechaber saying here? So, according to most contemporary poskim, it would seem that what the Mechaber is talking about over here is not a ball that was manufactured as a ball to be used to play with. What the Mechaber is talking about is some kind of byproduct or something that just happens to have that shape. But something, maybe even it's a little bit more than that, maybe it's something that was fashioned, but it's a rudimentary item. It's not something that was, you know, you have a company manufacturing balls. In that case, the idea that somebody put it together to be able to use to have a catch, that is not enough to give it Torah's kli. But a manufactured sports item, a baseball, a football, those definitely have Torah's kli on them. And therefore, this halacha of muktzah would not apply. Even the Mechaber would not say that a football is muktzah machmas gufay because it doesn't have Torah's kli. A football, pashtus, has Torah's kli. It's a manufactured product that people spend a lot of money on that is miyuchad for a certain tashmish, and it's mezumen for that tashmish. It would definitely have Torah's kli, according to most poskim. Now let's go to the Ramah. It says the Ramah, Hagav Yesh Matirin. There are those that are matir to play with the ball, v'nagu l'hakel, and the minigiz to be mekel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Kuftun Ches V'yesh Matirin. Efshe Shataimam, it's possible that the rationale of the matirim is, Chekevet Sha'asi L'kachel B'yuchad L'zeh B'tmidus, even the rudimentary ball, since it was made for this, and they use it for this on a constant basis, L'yishayich B'yishay Muktza, it would be inappropriate to call it Muktza. U'kidala'el B'sif Chav Beis, where we saw that even something that's mamish muktza machmas gufay, like a stone, right? If you're meyachid it for a specific tashmish, if you're meyachid a stone to be a doorstop la'olam, it ceases to be a muktzah machmas gufa. It becomes a klisha malachta la'eter. So lachar is so too over here by these rudimentary types of balls. If you were meyachid it to be a ball, and you plan on using it as a ball all the time, l'chayre, it shouldn't be muktzah. Certainly, says the Mishnah Berurah, even according to the Ramah, it would be also to play with a ball in the format of, you know, kicking it around or what have you, even for sure, not Rosh Hashanah, but even in a Carmelist, even if you're just bouncing a ball, so you're standing in one place and you're bouncing a ball, it's very likely, it's very common for the ball to get away from you and to roll away, and then you might go, pick it up, get it, and carry it to Al-Namas in Rosh Hashanah or in a Carmelist, and that is something which is definitely usher. But this opinion would certainly hold that on Yom Tov it would be okay because there's no Isser of Haitzah. Points out the Mishnah Berurah, this whole idea of it being mutter to play ball is only if you're not playing ball on the earth, on the ground, on an earthen surface. That would certainly be usher, Bishop Chash. By playing ball on the earth, on an earthen surface, we have to worry that you're going to come to smooth out depressions in the ground. That would be the Isser of Boine. It would be Ashvuye Gumois. And we speak about this later in Shin Lamed Ches, L'inyan Schikas Egoizim, when it comes to the old minig of playing with nuts. Coming back to Pesach, that's a real memory of mine living in Barapak across the street from the Beis Yaakov of 14th Avenue. Years and years and years and years, it was the minig that people would come on Yom Tov, on Sukkot, and on Pesach. The kids would come and they would play nuts outside. So this is Skikas Egoizim. Again, this is a case when the Mishnah Berurah applies the rule of Mutav Shiyei Shayigin Valti Mezidin. Don't tell people that something is usher if it's in a situation where there's a very reasonable concern that they will not listen to you and they'll do it anyway. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman Atara. The Schluss of Liman Atara, Chi Vimegan Agans Klai Yisrael, the Rebbe Shom Shitsen, Yeshua Sefuas, Parnasin Shadukim, to all those in need. We should be zeichet to see the BSK Tzedek from Harav Yameinu. Amen. Be well.